I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error. Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse won't be in today. He's got more interviews on radio about his new book, but my good friend Matt Arnold will be with us today. But before I start the show, I just want to tell you today's a special edition. Why? Because we're going to be talking about St. Joseph and how St. Joseph is so intricate in, I say, the restoration of the church. And so we're going to be talking about that. And Matt Arnold, you're with us. Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show, my friend.
Thank you, Terry. Do you have a picture of me?
I do. I see you, Matt. Yes, you look much younger on video. I'm joking, okay? Folks, I want to thank Matthew.
I'm not seeing it on my.
Hey, Matt, I want to thank you for filling in when Jesse on a short notice. It seems like you're the pinch hitter. Whenever something happens, it seems like either you or I are filling in. So I want to thank you for that. I have some good news stories also coming up today that should inspire people. But this whole show after the first segment is going to be dedicated to St. Joseph and why we should have a devotion to St. Joseph, whether we're a father, mother, children, grandma, everybody should have a devotion. But before we do that, Matt, we always read the Gospel of the Mass of the Day. And Matthew, it's got the Gospel of John, chapter 6, verse 44 to 51. If you could be so good to proclaim that gospel.
Okay, I got 35 to 40 here.
All right,
on
35
US
to 40.
Site.
I must be on the. Oh, I'm on
today's,
the next day.
The 29th,
yep. So. You're right. You're right. I'm on all the wrong day. Go ahead. I messed
okay.
up on that. Yep.
So, Jesus said to the crowds, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day." Thus far, the words of the Holy Gospel.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Matthew, that whole chapter on John 6, the Eucharistic discourse, I think that any non-Catholic who reads that, they got to ask themselves, well, what is going on here? Because if he really means what he's saying, then, you know, I got to be Catholic. I mean, you're a convert. Is that a fair statement? I mean, when you read that text?
Well, that's the thing. I think a lot of because I came to the Catholic Church without really any kind of Christian formation. Yeah, it just jumps right out at me.
Mm-hmm.
And also that he says here, it's about doing the will of the Father, and that's he's giving us his own example.
Right.
That he's here he is. He's God. He doesn't consider oneness with God something to be grasped at. He's mm-hmm. taken the form of a slave. He's become a human being. He does the will of the Father, and that's his example for us, that we need to do the same thing.
Right.
And he says it's the will of his Father that everybody that believes in him would have eternal life. And that's right tied up, as you can see from this passage, with the Holy Eucharist.
Well said, Matt. Folks, I want to bring the smartest guy in the room right now. Who is that? Bishop Sheen. We bring him on a locomotive train every single day. He's amazing. This is Bishop Sheen, full Sheen ahead here at the Terry and Jesse Show. I read this quote earlier this morning, and it really touched me. And most of us are parents, most of us are dads and moms, and we have children. So here's what Bishop Sheen says about one of the rules he's giving us as parents. He says, "Coddling parents forget that children love rules. The purpose of rules is not to restrain the child, but to protect him against himself." And I thought about that, mm-hmm. Matt, and I thought about, even in our culture, isn't that really one of the problems of our culture is that we say, you know, whatever feels good, do it. There's no boundaries. I mean, try playing a basketball game without a foul line, without, you know, any of the requirements of how the game is played, and just do it yourself. It doesn't work. And in life, that's the message Sheen gave to me. In life, these rules that God has given to us, we call them the Ten Commandments. You know, these aren't suggestions.
Right.
This is how we are happy. This is what gives us purpose in life. So when you throw out all the rules and you just have people do whatever they feel good, you get a culture that we're living in right now.
That's right. The rules, it's somebody once said it was like putting a chain link fence around a playground that's next to a freeway.
Yeah.
You know, that you need. It's not to restrict your freedom. It's to as he says, it's for their own good. Also, I mean, just tying this into the gospel and our Lord giving us his example. Remember, it's the fifth joyful mystery,
right?
The finding in the temple, that they, you know, they discover Joseph and Mary discover our Lord in the temple. And it says, the following verse tells us that he returned with them to Nazareth and was obedient to them.
Wow. There you go.
And grew in age and grace and wisdom before God, man. That it was that obedience that was key.
Yes.
To his growing in age and grace and wisdom as a human being. And so again,
beautiful.
For us, that's a really important, important lesson, not only for us to be obedient to the will of God, but to teach our children to be obedient to the will of God. And that begins with obedience to their parents.
Absolutely, Matt. Matt, the good news stories are one where a bishop acted like St. Joseph and defended the flock. And then I have another story of, are you ready for this? An 86-year-old pro-life advocate this month was cited while praying outside a San Francisco abortion facility. I call them, you know, killing centers, but that's my take. sorry, but that's what it is. They kill people. They kill babies.
Yeah, now, I mean, there's no laughing matter, really.
Now, this gentleman is a pro-life advocate, and he's been accused of violating, are you ready, Matt? The stay-at-home orders and other restrictions that preserve life during the coronavirus outbreak. Meanwhile, here's the craziness of all this. The abortion facility is allowed to continue to killing unborn babies in what we call elective abortions through this crisis. And there were more than 10 people at that abortion clinic, but no. They can have as many people as they want as long as they continue killing unborn babies. But this gentleman, he can't stand out and pray and perceive, you know, that this is against the rules. So here's the interesting...
Right. And I'm assuming he's 6 feet away from everybody.
Of course he is. And this was all politically motivated by what they call a disgruntled police officer who just overstepped his authority. But this gentleman said that he believes he did not violate the order because he was conducting an essential service. I love what he says. Offering pregnant women life-affirming choices for their unborn babies. Again, we're going to be talking about St. Joseph, defender of life. This 86-year-old man, you know what's going to happen? This is my take, okay? I might be wrong, but I think our Lord is going to meet him in a few years and say, remember what I said about whatever you did to the least of my brothers, you did to me? I thank you. And he's going to say, well done, faithful servant. I know those are scripture verses, but it came to my mind when I think this old man is doing this job of defending life when he's probably just a few years away from meeting the Lord. I just want to commend him because that's what I call, a masculine man who's willing to put his life on the line to defend the flock. And again, that reminds me of what St. Joseph is all about. The other story is about a Catholic bishop. And I love this, Matt. He slams the governor of Michigan because the governor of Michigan says, yeah, killing babies in abortion is not life-sustaining. So we're going to continue to offer abortions in our state. And, the bishop says, you're wrong. And I'm going to stand up to you and tell you when two people go into an abortion clinic, only one person comes out alive. And he said that I am going to encourage my flock not to vote for you, number one. But he said, number two, I'm going to urge all Michigan people to continue to work hard to protect every human life, both in the womb and outside the womb. And here's what I call him St. Joseph Bishop because he's defending the flock. He says, we must let our elected representatives know our opinions on this matter and do all that we can to explain to them why the church teaches about the sanctity of life and why she does it. And as the bishop said to us, the flock, let us never back down from our vigorous defense of human life in all stages of its existence. Matt, I want to get your take, but this governor is a big promoter. Are you surprised? Of Planned Parenthood. She wears a hat at Planned Parenthood. It says, Planned Parenthood makes America great. This is the woman who is the governor of Michigan. And as Steve Ray said yesterday, we need big prayers for Michigan because we're out of control. And I just want to ask you, Matt, what is your take on a bishop who will stand up to a governor and a layman standing up for the culture of life? Does that inspire you, brother?
Absolutely. And again, I think that you're right on target when you're talking about them displaying the same kind of virtues as St. Joseph.
Right.
Because they are. It's not just about the fortitude and the courage that it takes to do those things. And it does take those things.
Sure.
Those are manly attributes. But, you know, St. Joseph's dignity grows or proceeds really from his holiness. He was
Absolutely.
A just man.
You got it.
And that's why he has. Why do you think he has the courage? You know, says in the scripture that that when he found out that Mary was with child of the Holy Spirit, that he wanted to put her away quietly. He, being a just man, he didn't think that he was worthy. But God speaks to him, you know, in his dreams and says, no, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife. You've been chosen for this. And he steps up.
I love it.
In the same way that that bishop and older gentleman are stepping up.
Wow, I hear the music. When we come back, we're going to inspire you. I'm reading from Father Don Calloway's book, Consecration to St. Joseph, which everybody will get a copy of. When we come back, we'll talk about St. Joseph, the protector of the church and the protector of your family, and much more that'll inspire you to fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold sitting in for Jess today. We'll be right back.
We got Ernesto from Long Beach.
You know, I just wanted to comment, you know, and I just wanted to thank you guys. And I kind of wanted to encourage people that are listening, maybe that are not donating, you know, because honestly, I got to be honest. I used to think you guys were a little
too over the top,
man, you know?
Yeah.
You know, yeah. You
That's
know,
right.
If God gave us a lot, you know, and I have the blessing of listening to all this, and I just want to call all the people. You know, I've got 5 kids, you know, and I don't make a lot of money, and I'm still donating to you guys.
God bless you, brother. You're amazing.
We have to do this. We have to do the extra. And it's not even the extra. People see it like it's extra. Kneeling for communion, saying your rosary, saying the Divine Mercy Chaplet. It is not extra. It's what the church tells us to do.
Amen. You're a good man, brother.
30 years old, 29 years old. 5 kids, and I thank you guys. But everybody else, man, get on fire. Fight for the truth, man. I know what I'm telling you guys. There's
I
so
love it.
Out there.
Jesus said in Matthew 26, "Stay awake and pray that you may not enter into temptation." According to St. Ephrem, Jesus, who feared nothing, experienced fear and asked to be freed from death, although he knew it was impossible. How much more must we persevere in prayer before temptation assails us, so that we may be freed when the test has come? May God grant that we may withstand temptation and carry out his will in all things.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back. Yes, it's not Terry and Jesse. Actually, it's Matt Arnold, and boy, he's putting up a beautiful prayer to St. Joseph for a happy death. And I want to, before I get in, I just think that's a great devotion to have to St. Joseph. That's a holy.
I have no idea why that's on the screen.
Oh, I thought maybe you wanted to jump in, and that's okay. Well, Matt, I'm very flexible, but I want to.
I did intend to share it. Yeah.
Yeah, I want to inspire.
I don't know why that's there instead of me.
Got it. Well, maybe we'll get you back. But Matthew, I want everybody to put their seatbelt on because Father Calloway has a little meditation about St. Joseph that I want to read to people because it is so inspirational. He says, there's never been a man more in love with a woman than St. Joseph was in love with Mary. Yeah, that's what Bishop Sheen said. What dignity and holiness were required of St. Joseph to be the husband of Mary? In her feminine heart, Mary knew that she was secure in the manhood of St. Joseph. He was her knight and warrior. Every wife desires such a husband and a gentleman and a protector and a good father. See how he's the model for us? Women deserve men who are strong and protective, yet gentle, loving, and trustworthy. Every woman wants to find security in the arms of a man who is willing to lay down his life for her. Isn't that right, ladies? Oh, yeah. The church and the world need men like St. Joseph. He's the model husband. Here's what I'm going to say. Pope Benedict, I hope he becomes a saint someday because I sure think he was. St. Joseph, this is what St. Benedict said. Pope Benedict XVI said, St. Joseph was the spouse of Mary in the same way each father sees himself entrusted with the mystery of womanhood through his own wife. Dear fathers, like St. Joseph, respect and love your spouse. And by your love and your wise presence, lead your children to God. See the marching orders we have been given by this holy Pope, Pope Benedict XVI? Think about this, folks. Every Catholic heart wants shepherds like St. Joseph, as well as priests, bishops, and spiritual fathers. This is important. Who are gentlemen, chivalrous, warriors, protectors, and defenders. Catholics, here comes, expect their priests and bishops to be prayerful. We do. Trustworthy, gentle, compassionate, and virtuous. And check this out, folks. The bride of Christ, which is the church, deserves to have leaders who are willing to fight off the wolves for the love of the flock, like that bishop in Michigan did, right? Slay spiritual dragons. Preach the truth with passion. Christian charity with zeal. And here it comes. St. Joseph again. He's the model of all fatherhood, whether you're a bishop, priest, or someone like Matt Arnold or myself, a father of children and wife and a husband of wives. Without looking to the model of St. Joseph, Matt, let's face it, no husband, father, or priest will ever fully understand what it means to be a sacrificial man, a loving husband, and a father, and a truly masculine saint. Now, why do I say that? Because let's be honest, Matt, I got my eyes open. The church is in great need of a model like St. Joseph. And for the last 150 years, the church has been looking to St. Joseph. In 1870, he was named Universal Patron of the Church. Wow, that was just 150 years ago. And then Father Calloway put his book out called Consecration to St. Joseph. And you can get that simply by going to fathercalloway.com. I want to plug his book because we need St. Joseph more than ever. Matt, I have more to say about St. Joseph, but didn't that just move you as a layman to hear that St. Joseph is your model?
Absolutely. You know, I think it's, again, I came into the church and I came in after the Second Vatican Council.
Sure.
This was all very much a part of my formation, that Joseph was to be our model and that he was the universal patron of the church.
Yes.
You know, you can even see it reflected in the art. Because when they would make paintings of the Trinity being surrounded by the heavenly hosts, Joseph was always kind of in the crowd, you know, with the patriarchs and stuff, because they would use the canon of the Mass, right? So it was always, you would have Our Lady on one side and John the Baptist on the other.
Right. That was the, that's
and,
right.
And, right. And now St. Joseph has taken that place because of John the 23rd.
That's right.
And actually putting the name of St. Joseph, inserting that into the canon of the Mass.
Yes.
To show, you know, just how important it is to the church that he be a model for Catholics, and especially Catholic men today.
Absolutely. And Father Calloway says exactly that in his book, that St. Joseph is the model husband and father. He said the vocation of all men is to be at the service. I love this line. Matt, you're at the service. Terry, you're at the service of those entrusted to their love and care. Many men have forgotten this today. Gentlemen, yes, take our marching orders from St. Joseph. But St. Joseph will help them remember. He will help men to be holy and chivalrous men. All men discover in St. Joseph a model of strength, fidelity, heroism, and virtue. If men, husbands, fathers, priests, and I might add bishops, all of us, follow the example of St. Joseph, families will be loving and secure, husbands will be holy, and I might add priests will be dragon slayers. I love that. Priests as dragon slayers. You don't hear that too often, do you? And bishops will again be shepherds of souls and pillars of the truth. Are we praying for our bishops, our priests? If you're not, start now, because St. Joseph is that model. The last thing I'll say on this, real men are true gentlemen at the service of others. See, that's what we really shine. Real men love. Real men protect women and children. Like that gentleman that was 86 years old at the abortion clinic. That's a real man. And listen to this. He says, against any and all threats, real men are willing to die for their wives and their children. And holy priests and bishops are willing to suffer and die for the souls entrusted to their care. Priests and bishops of their caliber are not afraid of ridicule, slander, poverty, or imprisonment. Men like St. Joseph are willing to fight for what they love, what is good and true and beautiful. May the church and the families once again be filled with such men. I'll give an example with the coronavirus. Matt, I'm impressed not just with the medical people who are putting their lives on the line, but I have some priest friends that are out there at the hospital right now anointing people, okay? They're giving them Holy Communion, okay? Now, they're using precaution to do it, but they're laying their life on the line for their flock. And you know what? I think that's what our Lord wants. That's my take. I think that they're mimicking St. Joseph when they do that.
You know, you bring up a really important point, which is the power that ridicule has.
Yes.
In our society. And I always had that.
Yes.
I mean, that was part of St. Joseph's anxiety, wasn't it?
It was.
He understood that Mary was with child of the Holy Spirit, but not everybody understood that.
Right.
You know, I mean, and he was willing to face that. And it really is. Ridicule is the great weapon especially in a media saturated culture like ours.
Yep.
People don't want to be made fun of. People don't want to be made to look foolish. That's why people go along with the crowd.
Yep.
That's why like servant of God, Bishop Sheen, soon to be saint, I hope.
I hope so.
From, you know, God willing, said that, you know, even dead bodies can float downstream.
He did.
It's easy to do that.
Yep.
It's hard to go against the current. And you need that. That's why in the Beatitudes, you know, there's something like a ninth Beatitude, because after Jesus gives all of those blessings and all those, you know, rather challenging blessings, he says, and blessed are you when people revile you, when people persecute you, when people ridicule you, say all sorts of things about you falsely,
right?
Because of me. He says, you know, rejoice and be glad, because the reward is great in heaven. And that's another thing that all of this proceeds in St. Joseph because of his great piety, because of his love of God,
right?
That comes first, and then his love for Mary and his love for Jesus, which of course is then tied up with his love of God. But I love what the Irish say. You know, they have an expression. They call him poor St. Joseph.
Yes.
You know, poor St. Joseph. We always pray, we always invoke St. Joseph at the end of the rosary, and I always pray to him as good St. Joseph.
That's right.
Right? But the Irish call him poor St. Joseph because they say there were only ever two perfect people in the world, and St. Joseph lived with both of them.
Absolutely. That's great.
So you can imagine if there was ever any you know upset in the Holy Family's house, you know, who did everybody look at, you know?
Right.
But it is he has such great courage and such great love, and it really does proceed from the love of God. And that's, I think, you know, during this whole coronavirus thing, that's something that's really come home to me.
Oh yeah.
I think in a powerful way.
Yep.
Through prayer and through being so, you know, in close quarters with the family.
Yes. You know, Matthew, I really, one of my favorite popes of my lifetime is Pope Benedict XVI, so I can't stop quoting him on St. Joseph because he's got a lot of quotes. But before I do that quote, St. Francis de Sales is another one of my favorite saints, The Introduction to Devout Life, folks. If you can get that book, it's a good one. But here's a quote from St. Francis de Sales. Nothing will be refused him, St. Joseph, neither by Our Lady nor by his glorious Son. That's St. Francis. But here you talk about discouragement. This is a quote. It's almost like we had the script written, folks. When he said that, I thought of what Pope Benedict said. If discouragement overwhelms you, think of the faith of Joseph. If anxiety has its grip on you, think of the hope of Joseph. If exasperation or hatred seizes you, think of the love of Joseph, who was the first man to set eyes on the human face of God. Wow, that just grabs me. For human face of God in the person of the infant conceived by the Holy Spirit in the womb of the Virgin Mary. Let us praise and thank Christ for having drawn so close to us and for giving us Joseph as an example and model of love. Pope Benedict XVI said that about St. Joseph. I just love reading the saints and men that are holy because they say things that just resonate with me, and I hope it resonated with you, our listener.
Yeah, it certainly did with me, Terry.
I think so. Matt, we only have a couple minutes before the break, but I want to also give a little plug. You've got a new show coming starting, the 15th of May with Father
Chris.
That's right. Can you share a little bit about that show?
Yeah, I think it's kind of fortuitous that I wound up on the show today, although it was sort of last minute. We're talking about St. Joseph because it brings up Father Calloway's book because one of the brother priests in his order, is going to be doing a new show right here on Virgin Most Powerful Radio starting in the middle of next month, so 15 May.
Mm-hmm.
And Father Chris Alar is going to do a program called Understanding Divine Mercy. And it is my privilege, it will be my honor to be able to be the moderator, to be the facilitator of that program. And so we'll have Father Chris talking about the devotion and talking about the way it interacts with your life and with your devotion to the Blessed Virgin Mary. He has some really, really great insights. And I think, you know, if people go to their website, if they go to the Marians of the Immaculate Conception, if you just search Father Calloway's book, if you want to buy it, I suggest you buy it from them.
Mm-hmm.
And while you're there, you can avail yourself of some of their great materials and find out a little bit about Father Chris before he comes on. Hopefully also we're going to try and arrange for him to be on this program with me next week.
Absolutely.
And next week, yeah.
You got it. When we come back, I got a miracle story of St. Joseph interceding in my own life. You won't want to miss it when we come back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matthew Arnold sitting in for Jess, and this is Terry Barber. We'll be back with a miracle story.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need covenant eyes to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to covenanteyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. It's www.covenanteyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
The This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold is sitting in for Jesse. He's been busy promoting his book. And so, Matthew, thank you for doing that. I have a little personal story about St. Joseph, and I will tell my little story because, as you know, many of us, I started St. Joseph Communications back in the late 70s. And so I have a great devotion to St. Joseph because of my family history. And the story that came about here in Southern California, there's a freeway called the 605 Freeway, Interstate 10, and there's a transition. And my grandmother, she was in the car, and they went off a cliff.
Okay, wait a second. It's your.
I'm sorry. My mother
wife.
And her. No, no.
Your wife and your grandmother.
No.
Your
sorry.
Mom and your grandmother.
My mom and her mother, which is my grandmother. We'll get that straight.
Okay,
yeah.
Very good.
The two women in my life.
Just trying to get to.
Yeah.
The
bottom line is they crashed over an embankment on the freeway coming onto the 10 freeway, and as they were going over into the air, about maybe 80 feet in the air, 60 to 80 feet in the air, my grandmother, who's Lebanese, yelled out, "Yeah, St. Joseph, protect us." And my mother, you know, said that, yeah. And we landed on four tires and the car stopped. And you know, this was before seatbelts, Matt. You remember those days? Yeah, in the 60s.
I do.
Yeah. So my mom just was like stunned. And the policeman that came and said, "Now, wait a minute. I see where your car went. There's no way you guys would have landed the way you did, and nobody's hurt." And, of course, my grandmother is saying, "It was St. Joseph. It was St. Joseph. He protected us." So I'll never forget that story. Now, Matthew, I'm also open to having people call in at 888-526-2151 if they have a St. Joseph story. But I want to encourage people, before we talk a little bit about the patron of dying, Mr. St. Joseph, and Matt, I want to ask him about that prayer. I want to recommend a place here in North America. It's the largest church in North America. It's called St. Joseph's Oratory up in Montreal, Canada. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My wife and I went there for our honeymoon because she also has a great devotion to St. Joseph. And there's a gentleman who actually helped build the church, and now he's a saint, St. André Bessette. He used to be called Blessed André Bessette when I went there. And he was a very humble brother. They thought that his intellect wasn't that sharp to become a priest, so they made him a door opener. You know, in other words, the doorman. So
yeah, he was a
doorkeeper.
A porter.
A porter
is
the term. Yep, a porter. And so everybody, you know, just loved the guy. He was a little, you know, Frenchman, and but he had a great devotion to St. Joseph. And are you ready for this, Matt? When he died in 1930, over 1 million people came to his funeral. Matt, I don't know if 10 people will come to my funeral. You know what I'm saying? Is that 1 million people. Why? Because he had a great devotion to St. Joseph, and he would encourage people to entrust their lives to St. Joseph. And here's one story that I just will share, and then I want you to talk a little bit about his being the patron of the dying. Brother André was with other brothers at dinner time, and they didn't listen to radio. They would read from the lives of the saints or theology books while they're eating. And this is a great story because Brother André they asked him to get his insight on some aspect of the Passion of Christ, the crucifix, right? And they were, because it was Lent, and they were reading from a book. And so it was Brother Andre's turn to give their, his reflection on the Passion of Christ. And he came up with such a beautiful reflection on meditating on before the crucified Christ. The other brother said, Brother Andre, what book did you get that out of? Because I want a copy of it. I've got to read that.
Mm-hmm.
And he looked at the brothers, and they were all intellectual priests who taught at Notre Dame. And, you know, they were the Holy Cross Fathers, really high, you know, PhDs and master's degrees. And he said, Brother Andre, where did you get that information? We want to know what book you got it out of. And he says, I didn't get it out of a book. Well, where did you get it? He said, I got it on my knees in front of a crucifix. You see, St. Joseph breeds what I call humility and truth. And so this man lived that life of St. Joseph, and that's where he got these insights about Christ and him crucified. Matthew, I have to ask you, Father Calloway on page 71 has a whole chapter of St. Joseph as the patron of the dying. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Absolutely. Well, you know, of course, it's something that we all know as Catholics that, you know, it's only our tradition that it was only after the death of St. Joseph that our Lord began his public ministry.
Right.
And we also know that, you know, he was part of the household at Nazareth. Mm-hmm. And the way that our patron Joseph passed from this life was with Jesus at one hand and Mary at the other.
Awesome.
And I don't know about you, Terry. That's the way I want to go.
Me too. That's why I say, bring it on.
And that's why, you know, we pray to St. Joseph. He became the patron of a happy death, because who could have died a happier death than the man who was responsible for taking care of the Blessed Virgin and our Lord himself and died in their arms.
Right.
And of course, and there's a beautiful prayer. I'm going to bring it up here, and we'll see if it comes up on my screen or yours too.
That's okay. You can block me out. Put it on my screen. They don't need to see me. The prayer.
Oh, blessed Joseph, you gave your last breath in the loving embrace of Jesus and Mary.
Mm-hmm.
When the seal of death shall close my life, come with Jesus and Mary to aid me. Obtain for me this solace for that hour, to die with their holy arms around me.
Wow.
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, I commend my soul, living and dying, into your sacred arms.
Wow.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, that is
powerful.
It's a beautiful, powerful prayer, but Terry, I got to tell you, it was not a prayer that I really prayed very often.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, I'm 60 years old now, and I'm starting to feel my mortality
me too.
Many ways.
Yeah, of course.
But, you know, I mean, prior to that, of course, I've always been indestructible. But but during this coronavirus, it really has come to my attention that this is, and of course, and there are a lot of people who are afraid.
Yes.
And this is a good way to get over that fear that, you know, that for Christians to live is Christ and to die is gain, and to die the death of St. Joseph in the arms of Jesus and Mary is a welcoming home. And I just, you know, that's why I've added it to my own morning prayers. I say that prayer now every day. And I'll talk to my beloved wife takes care of the website. I'll make sure that gets up on the web by Friday, which of course is the 1st of May is the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker.
Absolutely. Not only that, it's the first Friday of the month of May. So that's our devotion
to
the
sacred. Coincide. Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. And there's a third thing. Our bishops, thank you, bishops, to reconsecrate our nation. Also, Canada's doing it with us to the Blessed Virgin Mary on Friday. So Friday has a triple hitter. You know, you got, like I say, the first Friday devotion, you got St. Joseph the Worker, and the reconsecration of the country to the Blessed Virgin Mary. Matthew, when I think of St. Joseph, in my mind as a husband, I always thought, wow, you know, there was some people had said, you know, you need to pray to St. Joseph to find a spouse. This is another tradition that goes way back, Matthew. Now, I know you're a convert, but many of my friends said that that's what they did and that's what they got. Now, Matthew, I don't mean to be personal about you and Betty, but I think you've said it on the air before. Betty also was praying for a husband way before you came into the picture. I'm talking a decade or two before. Could you share that? Because I think people who could hear that story would be inspired.
Well, that was one of the things that I discovered after my conversion. She told me that that she'd been praying for me since she was a little girl.
Oh, my gosh.
We met in our 20s. And I thought, well, that's a pretty good trick. You know, how did you manage it?
Yeah, really.
And she told me that at the tender age of 7, she made the discernment that she was not cut out for the religious life.
Mm-hmm.
And so made the assumption that if it would be God's will, that she would be a wife and a mother someday.
Mm-hmm.
And so at 7, she started to pray for the man she was going to marry someday. And I love that, just not only the efficaciousness of the prayer of a child, but also that she had no idea who she would be marrying someday. But our good Lord, of course, knew. And so her prayers for me, and I can look back with the eyes of faith, I can look back over my life and see those times when those prayers for me were efficacious, even though I didn't know that I had somebody praying for me,
mm-hmm.
or that God had heard that prayer of a child to look out for this fellow that she was going to marry someday.
Wow.
So yeah, it's tell your kids, don't be afraid to pray for the person they're going to marry, and especially just to pray for their vocation.
Absolutely. We've got Armando calling in from California. Armando, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. You're on the air with my friend Matt Arnold and Terry Barber. Go right ahead, brother.
Hey, good morning, Terry and Matt. Good to be listening to you on this long drive I've got to a job site out in Temecula.
Great.
But hey, nothing better to do while on a long drive. But I have a similar story to yours, Terry. When
good.
I was, just a child. I don't know. I was probably around 5 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I have 2 older brothers, and we were all with my parents and my uncle driving down to Mexico. We were mm-hmm. going to visit some relatives down in Mexicali.
Mm-hmm.
And there's these, bad roads down there, and my uncle was driving, and I know he had been drinking considerably. He was known for it. And we were driving, and it was dark. This was in the middle of the night. Probably left on Friday after work and, trying to show up there for Sunday morning or Saturday morning. And the next thing we know, we're rolling off the road, and we did flip the car, roll it sideways into some ditch.
Mm-hmm.
And we were in the back seat, the three of us boys and my mother, and the two men were up in front. And my mother tells us that after that, because no one was injured, the car was not damaged even that bad, but, we continued our trip. Mm-hmm. But my mom has always told us the story that when that was going on, we were going off the road, she said a prayer that she had learned as a child. And it's just a quick, I think they call it an ejaculation.
Sure. Armando, wait a minute. Armando, hang on a second. We got to take a quick break. I want to hear the rest of this story because it sounds very interesting, and grateful for that you would take the time to call us. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful. Armando's got a beautiful testimony of St. Joseph in his life, and he'll finish his story when we come right back after a quick break.
How does the baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions,
But what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb. Not just after birth, but 9 months before, at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance, or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org, or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Matt Arnold sitting in for Jesse today. We've got Armando telling us a story about a car, a crash where they rolled over the car, and then Armando kind of finished the story because I'm on the edge of my chair. Go ahead. Yep, I guess he's gone. Matthew, the mother prayed to Saint Joseph, and they were able to survive.
Yeah, well, as they were fading out, he said that she made an ejaculation.
Yeah, right, prayer.
Right, and that's one of those things. It's something that's really good to remember. I was prepared to say this when you finish the story.
Yes.
But that is in that moment, right? And it's just a matter of seconds.
Yes.
That she was able to pray an ejaculatory prayer.
Right.
And that only happens if you make a habit of it.
Right.
Right. That's, you can say that his mother, obviously, she had a habit of setting up those ejaculatory prayers. Yep. Because in the emergency, Terry, you know, in the emergency, in the heat of the game, in the heat of battle,
that's right,
your training kicks in.
Exactly.
Right. And if that's what you've trained yourself to do, then that's what you're going to do.
I call them holy habits. That's the key to living a life of sanctity, is holy habits. Matthew, I want to give you a minute to talk about your show that's going to come on right after this. But before we do that, I want to encourage people to get the book Consecration to St. Joseph from Father Donald Calloway. You can go to fathercalloway.com to get the book. But I love what he has, a consecration. He wrote this consecration. And then I'm going to bring another consecration that sounds similar to the Memorare, but it's St. Joseph. We'll talk about that. Here's his act of prayer, of St. Joseph, his prayer. St. Joseph, spouse of Mary, virginal father of Jesus, and my spiritual father, I consecrate myself entirely to you. I lovingly embrace your fatherhood, take refuge under your paternal cloak. Help me to pray and be virtuous today. Instruct me in the wisdom of the saints. Sign me up. Protect me from the snares of the enemy. Oh, yeah. Keep me from sinning. Should I take my last breath today, be at my side and make me to heaven to be with Jesus and Mary. Amen. And then, Matthew, that's such a beautiful prayer. And I want to encourage people to get the book, because Father sets you up on how to make this preparation for your consecration. And then this is an interesting one. I never really knew about this until years ago, but I was an adult. And it's a memorare to St. Joseph. It says, remember, O most chaste spouse of the Virgin Mary, that never was it known that anyone who fled to thy protection, implored thy help, or sought thy intercession was left unaided. Inspired by this confidence, I fly unto you, my spiritual father, and beg your protection. O foster father of the Redeemer, despise not my petitions, but in your goodness hear and answer me. Amen. These are such beautiful prayers. Matthew, in Father Calloway's book, we just celebrated St. Louis de Montfort's feast day this week. He also has a beautiful prayer to St. Joseph. He says, Hail Joseph, the just, wisdom is with you. Blessed are you among all men, and blessed is Jesus, the fruit of Mary, your faithful spouse. Holy Joseph, worthy foster father of Jesus Christ, pray for us sinners and obtain divine wisdom for us from God now and at the hour of our death. Amen. It goes on and on in this book of saints saying prayers about entrusting themselves to Joseph. Matt, what's the message? We need to entrust our lives to Joseph. And again, mm-hmm. I would encourage people to get Father Calloway's book by going to fathercalloway.com, because tomorrow, as everybody knows, if you just tuned in, it's the Feast of St. Joseph the Worker. The bishops of America and Canada are reconsecrating the country to the Blessed Virgin Mary, and it's First Friday. That's a pretty big, you know, all three mm-hmm. things going on one day. That's I think that's God's providence. Matt, what's your take on consecration? I mean, you are a convert. Does that sometimes make you stand up and say, well, wait a minute, what are you talking about? Isn't it taking something away from Jesus? You know, as a convert, how did you handle that?
You know, I was privileged to have a priest teach me RCIA,
yes.
who was also a biblical scholar.
And that helps.
And so he was very much, you know, he would take us through all these Catholic things, but we would see them through the eyes of the, you know, salvation history.
Yes.
And so you can see that consecration isn't some weird Catholic thing that just gets tacked on mm-hmm. to, you know, the religion, like, you know, like barnacles on a boat or something, that it all goes back, you know, even the Catholic use of relics and so
right.
forth, all that stuff goes all the way back to the Old Testament.
That's right.
Prayer for the souls of the departed, and all of that stuff is, yep. you know, is a part of our heritage even before our Lord came.
Right.
And so, yeah, consecration or novenas, right? It's like if the first time you ever hear about novenas when you're learning about the 9 days of prayer at Pentecost, then it doesn't seem foreign to you, right?
Yes.
And so I was really blessed. And consecration to, you know, the Blessed Virgin Mary, obviously, that's something that that I did with the family.
Right.
Right. We do the it's something that I did myself, you know,
good.
When I became a Catholic and stuff. But then after all the kids, and some of the kids were older and some of the kids were younger. And I, again, one of Father Calloway's brother priests, Father Michael Gately.
Yes.
And his 33 Days of Morning Glory, that made that really accessible to the whole family.
Absolutely.
And we were able to do that consecration. I understand he's got one to St. Joseph as well now.
He does.
Does he not? Yeah.
He does. So, and just so for your own
ways.
Right. Just for your own information, our folks who are listening, Matthew's got a new show, if you didn't hear, the 15th of May coming on with the Marian Helpers. Not only Father Mike Gately will join us, Father Chris Allar, Father Don Calloway will be there, and many others of the Marian Helpers will be talking about divine mercy and how it works. And this show starts on mm-hmm. the 15th. And if those who want to get it and they can't get it on their station, just download the app, the Virgin Most Powerful Radio app, and then you can hear all these new shows. But Matthew, I also want to give you a plug before I ask you what state you should be living. I want to get that in. But Matt, I want you to know that I really appreciate you doing these shows. And we moved you from a Friday to today on Wednesday. Can you tell us about your new show so people listening will want to continue to hear what you have to say today?
You know what? I have to tell you that the coronavirus had something to do with this.
Okay.
I think a lot of, you know, we're going to find a lot of hidden blessings coming out of all the mm-hmm. suffering that we're going to go through.
Okay.
And that we are going through.
Yes.
Over this. And one of them was, you know, because the show that I did on Fridays was called Happy Hour.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, you know, it was just me talking about stuff that concerns me primarily.
Right.
And, you know, issues liturgical and that sort of thing. And it really struck me that we are at a time now where people, by and large, can't go to Mass. And where, you know, the Mass is still going on, but our access is so limited. And of course, we've been dispensed by the bishops and so forth, but it makes you realize, okay, what's really important?
Right.
What really matters?
Sure.
You know, is it, you know, people are holding hands during the Our Father. Should that really send me home in a rage? Yeah. You know? So I asked myself what's important, and I not only thankfully got moved to the middle of the week so that I'm able to do the new show with Father Chris Allar on yeah. Fridays, but also that I can maintain my own presence here. And I'm doing something called No Nonsense Catholic. And it's the basics, it's the foundations of the faith, it's the foundational devotions and so forth. Because Terry, you don't have to be a biblical scholar, You don't have to be an part of some educated elite. You don't. There's no secret formulas for salvation.
Amen.
You know, and as Monsignor Robert Hugh Benson pointed out many years ago, that it was precisely the man in the street that understood our Lord, and it was the scholar of the law that was perplexed and offended.
Yep.
So, and it's just so important that at a time when many Catholics didn't really get the formation that they needed, that they can get some straight answers to some very common questions, the things that really bother people, things that really matter in their lives. And I'm trying to address those things. So it's called No Nonsense Catholic. In fact, this week, we're going to be talking about the gifts of the Holy Spirit.
Well, we're talking. Wait a minute, Matt. Let me interrupt. You said this week. That's like in 10 minutes. No? Isn't today Wednesday?
Yeah.
Okay. So here's my point, folks. Stay on the line. Yeah. When you said this week, I'm going, wait a minute. It's 5 minutes from now. Matt, you're going to start another hour of your show. And so I want people to stay on,
that's right,
you know, listening, because if you can't get it on your station, then just download the app, which is virginmostpowerfulradio.org. It's a free app. You'll get all the new shows, all of the old shows, and it'll be at your fingertips.
Right. And we're on all these shows are on live on YouTube every day too.
Right.
So we have a nice YouTube audience. And if you're sheltering in place, then that's a perfect opportunity to see as well as hear these programs. But yes, in the next 5 minutes,
I'll be addressing
for one thing that, you know, the good things that come out of suffering and related to the coronavirus and the gifts of the Holy Spirit we're going to talk about this week. One of the really great controversies in the church, the synoptic problem. Is it really a problem?
Nope.
And does the church have a solution? Well, I think we're going to find out the answer to that and more in just a few minutes on No Nonsense Catholic. So well, I want to invite you to join me.
Absolutely. And again, all you have to do is go to YouTube, our Virgin Most Powerful YouTube channel, or Facebook, or even our app, our free app on your smartphone.
Right.
Matthew.
Even the vmpr.org.
Our website. Yeah.
We're every place.
Everywhere you can listen. Matthew. Thank you for joining us with Jesse being out for today. But I also ask a question. I laughed yesterday. I asked my guest, Steve Ray, what state he should be living in. And Steve has been on too long. He knew the answer. But of course, Matt, we have a life is short. Eternity is forever. So we ask people, what state should we be living in? And your answer?
The state of grace, of
Absolutely.
Course.
Absolutely. And the state we shouldn't be living in is mortal sin. And this is why every day, Matt, you know, on our show, we give the five stones of David from the Old Testament. And those five stones, confession. Get the confession as often as you can. Now, I understand right now it's difficult, right? But we can do perfect acts of contrition. Now, we can also make visits to the Blessed Sacrament when our churches are going to be open. I understand it'll be the 15th of May here in L.A. Also, read your Bible. Yeah, the show that Matt's going to be talking about will show you abundantly. Reading your Bible will benefit you. Also, pray your rosary. You remember what Our Lady said?
Amen.
Souls are going to hell because no one is there to pray and make sacrifices. Right now, we're all being called to make sacrifices. Don't let it go wasted. Don't let that wasted pain go. Offer it to Jesus through Mary. And then the last one, are you ready? Sacrifices. Yes, that's what Our Lady said. Matt Arnold, thanks for joining us. And folks, again, I'm making a strong pitch to have you listen to Matt. I think you're going to love what he has to say for this next hour on Virgin Most Powerful. That's why I asked him to do the show, because I know I've known Matt for 25 years, and what he has to say is going to be very valuable for your soul, because again, life is short and eternity is forever. I want to thank all the folks, Matt, that have been donating, especially the monthly donors. We're sending those people right now. This week, the recordings from last week's conference on mental health and much more. If you want to become a monthly donor, call us at 877-526-2151. Up next with Matt Arnold here at Virgin Most Powerful. May God richly bless you and your family, and full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful. This isn't a time now, as St. Joseph would do, to be out there in the front line proclaiming Jesus Christ and his bride, the church. May God bless you
Amen.
And your family.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. O my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy Spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great High Priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.